beside the fact that this is my first and my last time talking at the youth as a single man, they made it very challenging because the youth is over there and the church is over here. So I'm going to talk more towards the youth because the sermon is for them. But more than that, it's just an advice. And as I was preparing it, I realized that it wasn't just for you guys. It was more for me. And I hope that tonight we learn a few things about what our calling is. And I love that song. It is here to worship the Lord. I would like everyone to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. To the ones that have an iPad, an iPhone, open a Bible application. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. Next slide. It's going to be a little bit, for the ones that understand, a little bit of a shocker. I don't know if you guys ever talked about this, but Right and Wrong by Josh McDowell wrote this several years ago and said, 1,000 unwed teenagers, girls, become mothers. 1,106 teenage girls get abortions. 4,219 teenagers contact STDs. 500 adolescents begin using drugs. 1,000 adolescents begin drinking alcohol. 135,000 kids bring guns or other weapons to school. 3,610 teens are assaulted and raped. 2,200 teens drop out of high school. 6 teens commit suicide. These numbers are stunning. But more stunning is the fact that these numbers don't just occur once a year or every year, not even every month, and not even every week, but instead every single day. They don't occur not only in non-Christian families, but to children of faithful parents. Parents that go to church, sing in choir, preachers, and the church and people in the church committee. Now, back in 1994 when I came to this country, first of all, I didn't speak much English. But if I would have heard these statistics, I would have not believed it, that it would happen especially in a Romanian church. And I'd be naive to say that it would happen in a Romanian community. But today I tell you, it has already occurred. Now I want you to stop and look at this list. And why I say it's already occurred is because don't think about yourselves as the Romanian American youth. Let's think of ourselves as the body of Christ. That means that our American friends, American families, they're still part of our body of Christ. So, your friends from school are on this list. Maybe your brother or your sister are on this list. Now, I hope that something is in you that's starting to believe that we need to change. Something is going on. And if you don't care about what's on this list, then I think tonight we're really playing church more than anything. But this evening's sermon is not about this. It's not about how wrong our society is or how messed up it is, because there's always evil, there's always bad, and there always will be. But this is our battlefield. This is what we have to fight for. And I want today to call you and me to worship and serve God. Amen? Now, on the next slide, the question really is, who and why? Luke 4:8 says, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So who, you and I, are called? See, in the Old Testament, it was because it was one of the commandments, right? To worship God and only God. Well, when I was in high school and college, and I sound like when I was back in the day, but not too long ago, reality was that I used to think that I was too small, too weak. I didn't know how to speak in front of people. Maybe I didn't know what to say. I was too weak to speak about God to other people. But God wants to use us and use us freely. Whatever we have, our little things, to tell people about Christ. I remember when I was 12 years old, I was in Romania, and I told my friend, my best friend, hey, come to church with me. And he came to church. The next summer, we said, let's go to church camp. He came to church camp. And then I went to Austria. About a year later, I came back. My friend, who was not in a Christian family, was not a Christian himself. The next year when I came back, the one that I took to church and to all that, I went to him and said, hey, come back to church. Like, let's go to church again. He looked at me. He's like, no. Let's go to next town and talk about Jesus. I was like, wait a second. I was 13 years old. This guy that I brought to Jesus, I told him about church. I didn't even bring him to Jesus. I brought him to church. Now says, let's go to next town and talk about Jesus Christ. I was amazed. And I was thinking, what did I do? I didn't do anything. All I did was simple. I asked him to come to church. God did the rest. And that is the beauty. Now, I want to give you guys, and I know I haven't been to this church enough to know everyone, but all we have to do is invite one person to church. And we have to challenge the elderly, excuse my pronunciation, but the older generation, we have to challenge them, because I promise you, they will take the Romanian word out of this church and it will be just new life if we truly and truly bring people to Christ. It's not just a Romanian church. This is a church of Christ. Amen? Amen? So here comes the next thing. Why? Because we can actually help save our friends, our brothers and sisters, and we can actually do something for the glory of God, including or even our enemies. How? John 4:23 says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seek. Spirit, they're referring to the Holy Spirit, your daily guide and counselor. And the truth, well, this is kind of cliche, we've heard it before, but live the truth, don't act like a Christian, but be a Christian. See, here's one of the things I've noticed. In church, we act very well, really well behaved. But outside these four walls, we seem to live a different life. And the people outside these four walls are looking at us. And they want to see an alternative. They want to see the spiritual you, what's so beautiful about the spiritual you, and then the body. But they're seeing a difference there. So, we can dim the lights in our church, have all kinds of music, hold our hands up. Nothing we do matters. If outside these walls, we are like the world. Therefore, in Romans, Jesus calls us and says, transform yourselves. Ask God to transform you first. Transform the spirit, and then the body itself will follow. I had you stop and look at the list. First list there, and how horrible things are happening in our society every day. But did you ask yourself why? Because we stopped being different. God wants us to be transformed by renewing your minds, and people can see the alternative. See, we had our parents bring us from Romania. And back in Romania, everything used to be different. You see the list here. That didn't happen in Romania. Very small percentage of that. We live in a completely different world. But we have the same calling. Now, I said that in church we seem to act one way and then outside we act completely different. And this is from myself. But see, your friends, your brothers and sisters sees you every single day. They know you every single day. And they kind of sort of see a movie. Recently, I watched the movie Joyful Noise. I don't know how many of you guys had a chance to see it. But these guys praise the Lord, they sing, beautiful voices, I mean amazing voices, but outside the church, their life is completely miserable. And I've thought about, what the producer or the director of this movie called The Joyful Noise. Very genius, because that's what it was a noise. And if we want to just make a noise, joyful noise in church, then I don't think we're in the right place. Instead, let's make a joyful noise. Worship. Let's worship the Lord our Jesus with joyfulness. Continuing to the next, is it the slide before? Yeah. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. The question, why would Jesus do? It's a popular question. But ask yourself, when you listen to music, drink a beverage, say a word, look at an object, think about something and ask yourself, would Jesus do that? And that starts with me. Don't worry about how Jesus would change other people's lives. It starts with me. And all you have to do is ask your friends, your siblings, your neighbors to come to Jesus. Now, where do I start? First, you stop. Stop and think about what's at stake. And Revelation 14:7 says, he said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. We have to go back to the drawing board. Something is not working. Okay? I had a friend who's in this church right now, and he said, if I'm allowed to say this, only if you say that he was a young, wise man. But he said, and I'm going to translate this in Romanian, we have way too many Christians in our churches. Avem prea mulți creștini în biserică. Unde sunt ceilalți necredincioși? Where are the ones that are non-Christians? Our church should be filled with them. And then slowly, over time, we should transform their lives. We need to give people an alternative. And it starts with ABC. And the A really stands for prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. B is read, read, read. Because you got to get that knowledge. And C is start serving the Lord. And here's God's promise to you. The Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Amen? God has given us a great Spirit that's stronger than the one that is in the world. Acum aș vrea să mă întorc la frații din biserică. Pentru că vorbeam despre trebuie să dăm tinerilor o alternativă. Dar să știți că începe din familia noastră. Amin. Și începe de acasă. Amin. Și nu din biserică. Dar și ca în biserică. O imagine care am spus-o la tineret, pentru cei care au fost la camp acum 2 ani, era imaginea, într-o biserică, a intrat un tânăr pe ușă și acest tânăr, când te uita la ea, avea părul sus, spiky hair, pantalonii cădea după el, tatuat, hainele jefuite și biserica era plină. Și acest tânărel a început să vină spre față, în față, că nu mai era loc. Și cum venea încoace, auzeai printre frații, ăsta, cum e îmbrăcat așa, cum? Cineva trebuie să meargă să-i spuie, cineva din comitet să meargă să-i spuie să-l dea afară. Și acest tânăr ajunge până în față și dintr-o dată, din spate, vine un bătrânel și începe să vină spre el și atunci auzi iar din biserică, fratele ăsta cunoaștem noi, e un frate cu care ține bine biserica și știe că e din comitet și merge la acest tânăr și îi spune ce se ține de el. Și ajunge fratele acesta în fața bisericii cu tânărul acesta, îl ia de mână și începe să se roage pentru el. Dragii mei, de câte ori mă gândesc la această imagine, realizez că în primul rând trebuie să-ți accepți copilul. Domnul Iisus niciodată nu a respins pe nimeni. A respins păcatul și a făcut din păcat rău. Dar pe oameni e acceptat așa cum sunt. Domnul să ne ajute la acest lucru. And to serve and worship the Lord all our lives. Amen.